World History presents Unsolved Mysteries of World War II, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. War Mysteries Still Unsolved. Nazi propaganda presented Adolf Hitler as ascetic, solitary, and a brilliant Führer. Only a few knew the real man behind World War II. His mystery has fueled numerous conspiracy theories, like why Hitler's own decisions were sometimes so strange that neither his contemporaries nor posterity can explain the Führer's bizarre choices. Why did he turn the Luftwaffe's terror bombing of Britain from military targets to civilian ones? Why did Hitler issue the Wehrmacht with a stop order just before Dunkirk? And why did he hate Jews so much that millions of people died? This issue gets close to World War II's unsolved mysteries and gives historians its best guess at some of the answers. Chapter 1. Nazis' Search for Ancestors in the Himalayas. In 1938, five German SS scientists struggle up steep slopes in the Kingdom of Sikkim. The expedition is heading to Tibet to solve a specific riddle. Researchers must find evidence that Aryans originate from the mysterious lands of the Tibetans. Five German scientists moved cautiously up a winding path on the way toward a high mountain pass on 22nd of December 1938. Behind them followed servants and carriers, as well as a long caravan of yaks and ponies laden with equipment. Ahead lay the border crossing to the mysterious Tibet, an area the scientists had been waiting to enter for almost 6 months. The Germans were Nazi officers from the dreaded elite SS Corps, but dressed in parkas and sporting long beards looked nothing like typical close-shaved SS officers in black uniforms. For the highly qualified scientists, however, this was no ordinary SS task. The men had been tasked with solving a mystery for the Corps chief, Heinrich Himmler. Scientists had to prove Aryan descent. The expedition, led by zoologist and SS-Untersturmführer Ernst Schaefer, received Himmler's blessing to leave Germany bound for Tibet in the spring of 1938. The SS leader's main interest in the small group of five men that fought their way over the mountains was because he and many other Nazis were obsessed with finding the origins of the Aryan race. In 1935, Himmler had set up the Annenerbe, a special investigation unit primarily to research Aryan roots and history. All Annenerbe scientists were members of the SS and were automatically officer rank in the Corps, which by 1938 was made up of 500,000 specially bred and selected men. None of the SS had even the remotest traces of Jewish or other inferior races' blood. Himmler's hope was that the scientists in Tibet could prove that the Aryan race originated from the Himalayas. From there, according to the theory, the Aryans later migrated west and into Europe. According to myth, before the Exodus, the Aryans had been taught by the survivors from the sunken island kingdom of Atlantis. The so-called Atlanteans were superior to any other race and were believed to have invented both electricity and aeroplanes before Atlantis was flooded. Atlantean priests, who settled in the Himalayas, then passed on their wisdom and knowledge to the Aryans. Aryans were Egyptians' ancestors. In the late 1800s, several German intellectuals had already discussed German racial superiority and the importance of finding out where the German people, the Aryans, originated. The most popular theory was that the Aryans came from somewhere in Asia, either North India or Tibet, from where they migrated westward and conquered the world. Aryans had, according to theories, founded colonies in Egypt and laid the foundations for the kingdom of the pharaohs. From North Africa.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?